Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. Hey, I believe this is a very important series I'm doing called Being an Overcomer in a Crazy Upside Down World. You know, yesterday we ended with a scripture that I just feel that captures what we're dealing with in this world today. And I want to read it from the NIV. Actually, haven't read it from the NIV, so I'm going to turn over, and it's Philippians chapter 2, and it is verses 14 and 15. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. And Paul says, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation." The word warped is from a Greek word that means perverted, perverse, or perverted. And when I read that yesterday, it said, that captures the essence of what has happened in this current generation, a warped and crooked generation. But notice what he says. That you will shine among them like stars in the sky. I'm going to read that again. "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky." Wow. Yes, God wants us to shine. In this spiritually and morally dark generation, God wants us to shine, as the NIV says, like stars in the sky. Wow. And he will enable us. He's equipping and enabling us to do this. Now, I want to, again, read this scripture. And we're still on the passage in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Where John said, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world." So being born of God, according to John, is the key. It's a foundation for overcoming the world. "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." So whatever is born of God. Now, this reminds me of what Jesus said to Nicodemus in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 3. And Nicodemus was a very religious man. I think it's safe to say that he was a member of the Sanhedrin, which was the highest authoritative body, a court in Israel. And he was a religious man, but being religious doesn't mean that you know God. Person can be religious, can be a member of a dozen churches and still not have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And I actually have a chapter in my a new book that I've done called Discovering the Real Jesus. I have a chapter called Knowing Him and Making Him Known. And I give examples of history from famous Christians who were religious people, even church members. One of them was a minister, but who came to the realization they had never been born again, that they really didn't have a relationship with God. Wow. So Nicodemus was a religious man. He came to Jesus by night because he didn't want people to know that he was talking to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "Except a man," that includes a woman, John 3:3, "be born again." Born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So if you're, when you were born the first time, that represented your beginning in this world. So being born again means that you've got a new beginning. Paul refers to this in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where he said, "Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new." If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. They're born again. They have a whole new beginning. And something actually happens on the inside in a person's spirit. The theological term that is used is called regeneration. There is a work of the Holy Spirit that brings a new tenor in life, new desires, and new aspirations in life, because there is a work of regeneration that takes place when a person is born again. They have a whole new identity. They have a whole new family. They're part of God's household. They're part of the family of God. They have a new father, Almighty God. I'll never forget, some of you may have heard me tell this story. This has been well over 40 years ago. Sue and I were married 47 years back on May 17th. And it was probably the first year of our marriage. We were back in her home country of Canada, and her hometown of St. John, New Brunswick, and which is a city on the Atlantic Ocean, city of probably about 80,000 people. It's on the Atlantic Ocean, Bay of Fundy. It's a port city, so there's a lot of shipping comes in there. And I got a job working at the port, loading, unloading ships. And one day I got was joined up to work. The foreman put me together with a young man that had recently immigrated from Scotland. Now, this was a unionized job, and I only got to work when there was excess work that the unionized employees could not handle it. And so the foreman, who was a Christian and who knew my father-in-law, who was working who was a retired detective, but he was working, he got a job in his retirement as a security guard there. And so he had mentioned me to the foreman, and so the foreman put me on his list to call when they had so much work that the unionized people couldn't handle it all. So it wasn't a regular job, but I did well. He would call me on a quite regular basis. So I was working with this young man from Scotland, and he was in the same situation I was in. He only got called. He did not belong to a union, so he only got called when there was excess work. And I could tell, as we talked that day, I could tell that he was struggling. He wasn't getting enough work to really pay all of his expenses, and I could tell he was struggling. And you know, when I told him, you know, that I also was not a union worker, he asked me, "Well, how do you make it?" And I said to him, now, I was learning about my new identity, my new beginning and my new identity in Christ, my new family. And so I said to him, I decided I would talk to him about out of, not who I was in the natural, but who I was in Christ. And I said to him, I don't know what I would do if it wasn't for my rich father. He said, oh, now this is before email. This is before cell phones. So he said, what do you do when you need money? You write him a letter when you need money? I said, no, I just talk to him. He said, oh, you call him up on the phone. So at this point, I pointed upward and I said, I'm talking about my heavenly father. It was like, oh, that was a whole new concept for him. Now, he was a religious person. I saw no evidence that he had ever been really born again. But this opened things up, and we talked about the things of God the rest of that day. And when I shared with him my faith and so on. And I still remember when we came off the ship that day, we came off the gangplank, and it was a very dirty, greasy job. And we came off that gangplank, and we're standing there on the dock, and we're about to part ways. And covered with grease and mire. And he says to me, I feel closer to God right now than I've ever felt in my life. Wow. Because he had been hearing a person who had been born God and who was learning what it means to be born of God, who had been learning about his new identity, about what it meant to be a part of the family of God, what it meant to be a real son of the living God, a real child of God. And I'll never forget him saying that, I feel closer to God than I've ever felt in my life. And I trust God. I didn't ever, as far as I know, never saw him after that. But I believe with all of my heart that God took my words that day and helped him to have also to have a whole new beginning in life and to be born again. So the passage we've been talking about, 1 John 5:4, whatever is born of God. Have you been born of God? Have you put your faith in Jesus? If you have, if you've truly turned from your own way and put your faith in him, there's a work of regeneration by his Spirit. His Holy Spirit comes in and does a new work in you, makes you a child of God, and begins to prepare you and to equip you to be an overcomer in this crazy upside down world. Hey, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Oh, I thank God for you. Let me just pray a prayer. Lord, I thank you for every person listening to this podcast. If there's anyone listening who has never been born again, I encourage you now, put your faith in Jesus. Just talk honestly to him and say, Lord, I turn from my own way. I turn from my sins. And I turn to you today, Jesus. I make you the Lord, the boss of my life. And I put my life in your hands today. Thank you for leading and guiding me and making me an overcomer in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer sincerely out of your heart, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. You have a new beginning in Christ. Hey, check out our website, eddiehyatt.com. My name, eddiehyatt.com. There's a lot of resources there that will bless you and help you. There's articles. There's a website. There's contact information. Also, if you'd like to bless our ministry with a financial gift, there are several ways that you can give right there on the homepage. Up in the of the website in the upper right hand corner is a PayPal icon. But there's other ways to give. If you look on the left side where it says donations, you can read there, click that, and it'll tell you different ways that you can give. And I'll look forward to seeing you next time.